I am Leonard Vidbien. It's Friday, November 29, and here's your news at 6 a.m. Political parties and analysts are demanding the resignation of the Electoral Commission commissioners following widespread issues in Wednesday's elections. Problems included ballot paper shortages, delayed polling station openings, and voters waiting up to 12 hours. Disenfranchised voters and political groups are calling for the election results to be invalid, citing logistical failures and technical problems. The race remains heated between SWAPO's Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa and IPC's Panduleni Itula. The Independent Patriots for Change National General Secretary Christine Auchamus has criticized the ECN for its mismanagement of the voting process, pointing to chaos and a lack of clear communication.
In the event that the ECN continues with this sham of an election that they have extended without authorization, we don't know where the authority came from, and it is indefinite because we don't know when the polls are going to close. Peter Sharma has issued a directive for elections to continue, but we don't know until when these elections need to continue. We don't know how they are going to reconcile these things, and we have a serious concern as political parties with this process.
Analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo highlighted the growing disputes over the process's integrity.
Courts, you must prove beyond reasonable doubt. And we have seen it in many elections that it is difficult to prove beyond reasonable doubt. The cases you disenfranchise people who did not vote. How many are we talking about? You will not have that data. We must appoint people who are capable and who can do the job so that we don't spend a lot of money. Is it justifiable for them to pay for a service that we have already paid as citizens by appointing a statutory body that will be responsible for ensuring that our elections are democratic, free, fair, transparent and credible?
In South Africa, AfriForum has welcomed that the Solidarity Movement and government settled their dispute over the Bella Act at NEDLAC. AfriForum's Kali Kriel says the controversial sections will not take effect on 13 December, pending the development of norms, standards and policies. In addition, schools at full capacity will be protected from forced language or admission policy changes. Kriel hails the agreement as a win for mother tongue education.
This agreement is a very positive step towards finding a win-win solution that would be in the interest of all children in the country. We are looking forward to participate in further discussions to see how mother tongue education can be expanded to all language communities.
On the international front, Australian lawmakers have approved strict new regulations banning under-16s from using social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram and X. The legislation requires companies to take reasonable steps to prevent young teens from creating accounts. The bill passed Senate with a significant support and is set for final approval in the lower house. Once approved, it will become one of the world's toughest social media crackdowns. Here's your update on the latest election results. For presidential in Avis, the Independent Patriots for Change and its presidential candidate, Panduleni Itula, led the election's result at point A of the Avis polling station in the Windhoek East constituency. Itula received 574 votes, with SWAPO's Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa following closely with 381 and the Republican Party's Hank Mudge at 48. In the National Assembly election, the IPC garnered 428, SWAPO 314 and the AR at 173. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.